It's okay not to be okay. That's one of the messages Algoma Family Services intends to spread during their upcoming Children's Mental Health Week. Running from May 1 to the 7th, Algoma Family Services is collaborating with several partners to host a number of interactive events throughout the week, both virtually and in person. The goal of the week is to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health, while raising awareness and sharing information on the resources available to those suffering. Algoma Family Services CEO Ali Juma is eager to provide locals with these tools while creating a fun and safe space for participants to learn more about accessible services. "We want people to feel that they can get help," Juma says. "We want to share a week in which we can have conversations about mental health, and then look at ways in which people can get that assistance. The pandemic has had a detrimental impact on the mental health of residents living across Algoma." Juma says the restrictions and feelings of isolation were overbearing to many, but he's thrilled to offer a string of in-person activities once again. "It's really exciting for us to connect with the community in this way," Juma says. "We've had a better part of 2 years where many of our seminars and services have been done virtually. While that has its own advantages, the disadvantage was not having that personal connection." Algoma Family Services has partnered with Nagdewindaman, Social Services Sault Ste. Marie, Strong Minds, and Thrive to help make Children's Mental Health Week possible. Juma is incredibly grateful to have these organizations come together and offer an assortment of activities and services the entire district can benefit from. "We really appreciate our community partners and their involvement," he says. "In no way, shape, or form does AFS have a monopoly on youth mental health. It takes a community to help support our families here in Algoma." While the focus of the event is on child and youth mental health, Juma says adults can get involved in the upcoming festivities as well. "The mental health of children and youth is impacted by the people who are caring for them," he says. "Adults are absolutely welcome. We encourage families to come join us, have some fun, and learn about some of the services that are available to them. For the full list of activities, see our earlier story." Ali Juma would also like to share this message: if a child, youth, or their family needs immediate service, they can attend the Sault Area Hospital. If it is not crisis-related, we offer in partnership with SAH, John Howard Society, CMHA Algoma, and Algoma Public Health a walk-in clinic every week with no wait times. This clinic has shifted to virtual due to the pandemic but will be resuming in-person services soon. Information on our walk-in can be found here.